Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior. You know, the text, the epistle in Ephesians, kind of is like a little roller coaster. You guys like roller coasters? Have you ever been on a roller coaster? I'm not real thrilled about roller coasters. Jenny and Matt love roller coasters. I like waiting for them. I just don't like it. Kind of like this. But St. Paul takes us on a little bit of a ride of a roller coaster. And when you look at the text, and we'll look into this a little more in the Bible class, but it's kind of like this. You know, he starts, "You were dead in your trespasses." Well, I remember way back, I shouldn't say that as being 57 years old in this church, because I'm talking about 1988, 89. I owned a floral and greenhouse at the time, and I was taking some flowers over to the funeral home. It's like right across the street, small town USA, you know, a town of like 3,500 people. So you just walk it across. I go in, and there's a casket about that big. And it's not the size of the casket. It's not that it was a child. That's just very memorable. But it's the body doesn't move. You know, I remember at my grandmother's, my grandfather's funeral, I remember at my brother's funeral, the body doesn't move. Sometimes you think you see it move because of the breeze or the fans, but it doesn't move. What can a dead man or woman do? Not much. When you were dead in your trespasses, well, guess what? You could do nothing. Nothing. You're stuck. You can't even make a decision for Christ. You're dead. Why do you think Paul used that language? Because it's all about Jesus and what he did for us. But obviously, we're pretty good people, right? Because we look at the last part of this text, and what does it say? "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So guess what? We walk in them, right? Every single day, we walk in those good works. Right? Or is it until you get on 41? Or is it until you have to wait in line for your COVID shot, which I hear is kind of a nightmare sometimes? Or just trying to get online to set an appointment? You ever get there? How many of you guys have more patience than I do? Probably most of you. I'm working on it. But we go from dead, and you notice where it goes. Where's the center of this text? Now, normally you have a beginning and an end, and it kind of follows in that order, right? It's the way it usually happens. But in this text, the center is, "By grace you have been saved." By grace. And if that's not enough, he has raised us up. He has seated us. Seated us with him in the heavenly places. Wow. I mean, that's pretty good. And what is it? "By grace you have been saved." What is it? What is this grace he's talking about? So we're raised up. Here we go. Verse 8. "And this is not of your own doing." It is the gift of God. Now, do you guys remember the last time you had a birthday and the last time you got a present from your spouse or your kids or whatever? Do you remember that? What did you have to do to get that gift? What's that? You didn't have to do anything. So why is it sometimes we kind of look out and it's like, well, you must do something. You're not a very good Christian. We might not say it. We might not say it. But it's sometimes here. It's sometimes on our lips. And sometimes we slip back. Sometimes we go backwards. And we go back to the beginning of this. You were dead in your trespasses. We go back to the trespasses. Walk in your baptism. This is what Paul is talking about in this text. He's talking about baptism. That work of baptism is Christ's work, not ours. It's his work. Water and the word combined. His work. We can't take it as ours. The works that we do, the good works, God has prepared for us. All we got to do is walk in them. That's all we have to do. Does he say, do these perfectly? No, he says, walk in them. Your faith, saving faith, works will flow out of that. If you feel, feelings can be kind of dangerous, but if you feel, I am not worthy of God, I cannot do these, well, guess what? That's what our confession is. That's what our confession is at the beginning of the service. Because in the Old Testament reading, they were saved because they looked upon the serpent on the pole. We are saved when we believe that Jesus Christ had died for us. He has erased all our sins. And I know that's very, very simple, but guess what? It's very, very simple. Trust in his forgiveness of sins, because it's there for each and every one of you as a free gift. In the confirmation class out in Immokalee on Saturday, we were talking about forgiveness and the office of the keys. You know, and sometimes you might see, I use the example of an alcoholic that is repentant, and then a few weeks later, he has to repent again because he fell. And then a few weeks later, or maybe 3 weeks, he's got to repent again. And then maybe 4 weeks, he's got to repent again. That's the same as us. That's the same as us. And God has not come, Jesus has not come to condemn the world. He came to save it. He gave up his life out of love for us. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. We can look upon that cross as the children of Israel looked upon the cross. A pre-cross, I'll call it. That Jesus died for our sin. His blood covers us. And as we remember our baptism, we know daily we must drown that old Adam, because he wants to get up and take control. And we got to drown him. We got to tell him to get lost, because you have nothing over me. I am a child of God. And we are sealed. It's sealed by the Holy Spirit in our baptism, that we are His. And walking in those, walking in Him, hearing His word, attending Bible study, prayer. I know we're not doing communion today, but coming regularly to receive His body and blood, which was shed for the forgiveness of all your sins, to cleanse us. He did that freely, and He did that perfectly, because He knew we could not do it perfectly. And out of our love for Him flows our works. Out of love flows our works for Him. Not that we can earn anything by it, but that we know when we fail, there is forgiveness. We know when we fall down and slide back, there is forgiveness. What a wonderful God we have, that in Christ Jesus, we truly were dead, but are truly made alive. And on the last day, all the bodies of the believers will rise and be with Jesus forever and ever. Amen.